Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Ford and Domino's Pizza are teaming up. They started to team up yesterday to begin testing self-driving delivery cars in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Customers will get a text message that their pizza has arrived. They will then have to go outside, put in a code on a touch screen on the car, and get their order out of a warming oven inside the vehicle.
Okay, now I'm not against this, but I also think the best part about getting a pizza is it came to your door, and you're in your sweats with no shoes on. You go, thank you.
Yeah, if it's a snowstorm, half the part is to get the guy to walk to the door.
That's a good point, because most people order pizza a lot of times if it's crappy weather. Or they order pizza during a game. And they're not going to walk outside because of the game.
Or late at night.
I like the idea, except that I don't want to go outside.
Okay. That what you are talking about is actually exactly what they're studying. They are studying the last 50 feet.
If people want to
Driving, getting there is fine. Right. Getting there, whatever. And they've actually got engineers in these cars.
Oh, yeah.
Because
they're testing it with engineers sitting
Because what they're doing is they're looking at the last 50 feet of the customer experience, they say. They want to find out whether people like coming outside or not.
I don't.
No.
I'm not going to like it.
No, you come to me.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want to put pants on.
How willing are people to come outside to pick up
their
orders?
Pants.
The way they approach the car, interact with the screen outside the vehicle to get the food.
Half the time I tell my wife to get the door because I don't have pants on. It's a pizza guy. Somebody get it. I got no pants on.
Yeah. Not it.
So that's basically why they're doing this, is to figure out that part, the part about us actually getting it into our grubby paws.
I still think you have to do too much work then. I mean, this is why you deliver.
That's what they're figuring out.
That's why I tipped the guy. He brought it to my door, knocked the door, and said, there's your pizza. Thank you.
And that's what they're studying.
Right.
Why do you have to even research this? You know anything about human nature.
Because they want to get rid of people. They want to get rid of workers in every aspect, even pizza delivery guys.
People don't want to get off their ass.
No, and that part, And we're trying to save jobs, even pizza delivery jobs. Save the damn job.
And they're trying to eliminate them.
Right. Of course they are.
Then we trust a self-driving car in a snowstorm?
Yeah, I don't get that part of it either, but Craig says they look into that.
If that does happen, I hope we have a president who vows to bring the pizza delivery guy back.
That is? That's true.
Because that's actually useful.
Right.
That and the coal mining jobs.
Exactly.
Right. Well, maybe that's what you could do, is have coal miners just deliver the pizza to your door.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't have to do anything but run the pizza out of the door. They don't have to be involved in anything else.
There you go. Problem solved. Yeah. Problem solved.
Covered in suit.
Have them wash up before they do that.
Suit.
Yeah. Right. Sorry, there wasn't any coal for you to mine today, but...
Problem solved.
Yeah. Tyler needs a pizza.
Problem solved.
Delivered to the door.
Right.
Yeah, it's not immigrants that are going to take the jobs. It's robots.
Robots, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about that.
It's not immigrants. It's robots.
What about robot immigrants?
I'm out.
If they make robots brown, you're right. They make robots brown.
And then willing to work harder than the other robots.
Yeah. There'll be brown robots. Brown robots on your roof.
For cheaper.
Taking cheaper jobs. And they'll stay up there longer.
Then I just build a big wall around robot factories.
Right. That'll work.
They'd never get out.
No. Robots can't climb walls.
See how stupid you sound?
Those robots better be white.
They better look like stormtroopers.
Right.
Yeah, but you forget, Nick, rich guys get richer when robots take jobs.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So that's fine. We don't need those jobs.
Right.
You might want to avoid taking ibuprofen after hitting the gym. A new study out of a Swedish medical university, and I haven't looked into this to find out how many people they studied and this, that, and the other thing.
I was glad you didn't say hitting the bar.
A new study.
That's when I take the ibuprofen with a hangover. Right.
A new study out of a Swedish medical university finds that anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen inhibit muscle growth, canceling out much of any progress made working out.
Oh, you lost in the study, huge.
In the study, weightlifters who took low-dose aspirin instead of ibuprofen saw, in some cases, twice as much muscle growth.
Good to know, bro.
Kind of.
No, it is.
For some people.
Somebody just yelled that at the radio.
Yeah.
Good to know, bro.
Usually I take that anti-inflammatory stuff before I go to the gym.
Yeah.
Well, it's in your system.
I generally use Aleve, which I think is naproxen something. It's not ibuprofen.
That's
you'll have to look into this more because it
don't
says.
Don't lose your gains, Todd. Don't lose your gains.
It says anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen. So you may want to see what other things are like ibuprofen. I do not know what they are.
I'll just look around the internet till I find an answer I like.
Exactly.
keep doing what I'm doing.
Who can blame you?
All right.
Out of Arkansas, 29-year-old hog fan David Tyler Lloyd had to be arrested.
No relation. Remember that.
That's right.
Not just you.
Yeah. 29-year-old David Tyler Lloyd.
No relation.
Was arrested at Little Rock's War Memorial Stadium during a high school football game for streaking.
That might be a relation.
He ran from the south end zone to a north end zone
Come on,
exit.
Nothing wrong with that. Don't let the kids go. Slap them on the wrist. This is fun. It's streaking.
They're going to slap him somewhere else. Yeah. Streaking.
Oh, no. They sentenced his ass to 30 days in jail.
Oh, come on.
Everybody's doing it.
Come on.
The streaker ran from the south end zone to the north end zone exit in the fourth quarter of the game. He was caught by security guards outside the stadium while in custody. Tyler reportedly said that he was already on probation for the same type of incident in Helena, Arkansas.
Man, oh, so he's got a history.
He made it the whole length of the field?
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. He should be on the team.
He was wrapped in a trash bag and a towel before being transported to the county jail. His jail term will begin after a 180-day suspended sentence related to his probation for the same type of incident in Helena.
Well, he has decent exposure history, obviously, it sounds like there now.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But your first time streaking should just be, hey, kids, stop that.
This is not.
Right. Yeah, but if you're a repeat offender, it's a fetish.
Maybe.
Yeah, put a sock on it.
That's what I always say.
Things that you should know before dating a bisexual woman from Cosmo magazine, right. Cosmopolitan magazine. Some of the things that we have mentioned so far. Yeah, she really is bisexual. Quit asking.
I dated a girl that ended up being a lesbian, but it never came up in conversation. She never even told me she was actually.
Did she realize that she had a thing for at least one woman at the time?
We never discussed it because.
She was with you.
We broke up, and then she moved out of town, and I knew some friends of hers, and I'd seen her a couple times, not recently, been a long time, but this is 20 years ago at least. And I
did you have any indication?
No, none at all. You know, and I don't really care.
Maybe you pushed her over the edge.
Good for her. She was cool. I mean, it just didn't work out. No big deal. It's just like any other relationship.
All of the others except for one.
Yeah, all the other. I have no bad memories of this relationship. It just was something we did, and then we broke up. And then she ends up being a lesbian. I think she might still be. I don't know. I haven't talked to her in years, and I haven't seen any of her friends around. But she, no indication, none. But that doesn't mean she was bisexual. That means she, maybe she said, that's enough, dudes.
That's enough of that.
That's the old joke. That was enough. And it was two ways. I'm never going to get anything better. That's probably not the answer. Or I'm done with that.
No, man. You were the top of the mountain.
Okay.
She had been there.
I'm guessing it wasn't the top of the mountain.
Or, like Betty White, there's one thing that she hates.
Balls. Yeah. Right. Maybe I was the last ball she wanted to put up with.
She wanted to les it up for the rest of her life before it's too late.
But it'd be an honor, though, if I was the last ball she saw.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's going to have that burned into her memory.
And that was before manscaping, too, by the way. I mean, in general, nobody was manscaping back then.
And when they were naturally that dark.
That's right. That's right.
And stop living that lie that you're enjoying sex with Tyler.
Yes. Yep. See, I share.
Apparently.
Yes.
Yeah. So things you should know before dating a bisexual woman. Yeah, she's bisexual. Quit asking.
Burnt in her memory. Last ball she's ever seen. Great.
Oh, man. She thinks back on that and just goes, oh.
I guarantee I'm going to get an email. There's a lot of people that know who I'm talking about. And she's a cool lady. Good luck to her wherever she's at.
Yes. Yeah, you hold no ill will.
No, not at all. None at all. Not at all.
Just turns out he wasn't what she was looking for.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
That's right.
He had his balls.
I had things she didn't like. Balls.
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I'm going to keep mine. So.
Sometimes you got to try things before you realize you don't like
them. I'll find a woman that likes them.
So she's not going to cheat on you just because she's bisexual. She's going to cheat on you for other reasons. She's not going through a phase. She will always be bisexual. She's not attracted to everyone. Not all women are bisexual. They're not just greedy. Also, they say that she might be really scared to tell you that she's bisexual. You might assume one of the other things on this list.
I think the main thing the guy's going to assume is she's going to cheat on you, which is a stupid thing to say because she's going to cheat on you with a guy. It's the same difference.
Right.
To her, she's not thinking that way. She's thinking it's cheating on somebody, so either she's going to cheat on you or not cheat on you.
Well, she's going to cheat on you because she feels unfulfilled.
Well, she's just going to cheat on you if she cheats on you.
Which has nothing to do with her sexuality.
None at all.
Absolutely. She will cheat on you for the same reason that a heterosexual woman would cheat on you.
Right. And they will. And so she says she might be afraid, or they say that she might be afraid to say that she's bisexual. She may have to freaking explain her whole dadgum life to you and have you hate her or start being weird around her and asking all the stupid questions, and she doesn't want to put up with that.
Yeah, there's a lot of stupid questions are going to come up, I'm sure. Yeah.
She also they say, another thing you should know before dating a bisexual woman is that she really doesn't have a specific percentage of how gay she is and how straight she is.
Got it.
You know, it's not...
You really can't quantify that.
Yeah, that's what they say. She can also be attracted to people that do not identify as necessarily straight or gay. There's all the others in there as well, and she might end up finding one of them attractive at some point.
Yeah, there's new ones every day,
it appears. And guys, no, she does not want to have a threesome with you just because she's bisexual. She might want to have a threesome because she likes threesomes in the same way that some straight people like threesomes, but assuming she wants that just because she's attracted to more than one gender does not make sense, and it makes you sound like a moron.
So let her bring it up?
Apparently so. Yes, she is able to commit to same-sex relationships. That's fine, too. And we've heard this before, that the bisexuals many times don't feel like they have a place in the LGBT community or in the straight community.
Because some of the gay people don't like bisexuals, right?
Yeah, they're not gay enough.
Right.
Yeah. Straight people say they're too gay.
Yeah, I think you're just right.
They gave them a B in the name, right. LGBTQ.
They did. Doesn't count.
Yeah. It doesn't count. They are not. They feel like they are not supported as much as they can be. No, you cannot turn her the other way just because...
Balls.
Yeah. You know, if she happens to like a male or a female...
It's just who she likes.
It's just who she likes.
Right.
Speaking of that, did you text us yesterday about the horrible bosses, too?
Oh, yeah, I think that was Saturday I was watching that.
Where Jennifer Aniston, well, she likes to flip gay guys.
Right.
And I can't imagine that scene on broadcast TV.
Yeah, it was on TBS.
What'd they do to it?
What'd they say?
That's not broadcast TV.
Did they say Monday through Friday?
Well, it's cable TV, so they couldn't say the things that you would say on pay TV.
Well, I was kind
of... All of them but one or two.
I was kind of only half paying attention. It was kind of on in the background, but I knew that scene, and I knew the dialogue from that scene was really hardcore.
Really graphic dialogue.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and but they cleaned it up for TBS, and it just... It lost all the punch.
I'm sure it did.
I watched that movie Drive, and I'd forgotten that IFC has commercials, but IFC is not cut. I mean, it's swear words and everything, yeah.
Yeah, they don't cut it for time.
So if you DVR'd, it's fine, but because I just dipped through the commercials. But, yeah, it was just really a hardcore movie. It's a great movie, too. It's like 2011, Ryan Gosling, who's cool.
But if you're not going to let him go, the original dialogue, why even put that movie on the air?
I don't get it.
Why even put that scene on?
We've talked about Casino and Goodfellas being on those kind of shows, and they're just horrible. They're horrible. You shouldn't watch it, you know?
But that was some of the greatest dialogue Jennifer Aniston's ever had in her acting career.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
And they just ruined it.
Yep. She's a dirty girl.
And then, when they shoo everybody out of the office and then they go after it, they just completely cut past all that.
Okay,
sure they did.
All right, what are you going to do with this one? A Kentucky man is in trouble with the law. Matt Woods let his 2-year-old nephew sip some beer last Thursday night while he was at the state fair in Kentucky.
Let, or the kid did it behind his back? Okay, because I've done that behind my dad's back once, he told me.
Let. Now, Mr. Woods allegedly said that he'd given the boy pizza. They didn't have anything to drink, so he just let him take a couple quick sips of what he had, which turns out was a beer.
And somebody saw him.
He's in trouble with the law. A couple people saw him. Several witnesses saw him, and he is apparently now in trouble with the law. I'm not exactly sure what kind of trouble.
Serving a minor.
Yeah.
Well, no, because in many states, no matter where you are, you can give your underage child alcohol.
Wisconsin, you can.
But that's not the only place. There's others.
But at 2?
See? There you go.
That's the key. I understand letting your 16-year-old kid have a beer. I get that.
Or even a swig.
Or a swig. Right. Definitely a swig. We all took swigs at that.
If you give a kid a beer, at 2 in Wisconsin, they say, well, why'd you wait so long?
Soon you'll like cheese.
And where's his cheese hat?
Yeah.
Okay. But that really has nothing to do with Kentucky.
So they're going to throw the book at this guy and once you explain it?
I don't know. He's in trouble with the law. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. He's not the dad. He's the uncle.
Yeah.
Man, he's fun uncle.
He's the uncle.
That's the key.
And there's Uncle Mike or whatever, Uncle Craig. Apparently I'm that uncle. I haven't given him beer.
I'm not giving my nephew, my 2-year-old nephew.
No, any beer I have, I'm certainly going to keep for myself.
Yeah, I'm so afraid of any kind of law that I wouldn't let anybody drink in my house underage.
Right. No, not at all. Man.
Is the guy a Trump supporter? He could perhaps get a pardon.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. That's what I would look for. Right. I would say, I voted for you, Donald Trump. Please give me a pardon.
Right.
Okay.
And it would work.
It would. You got to do something horrible, though. Like Arpaio, this guy just let his kid drink it.
Yeah, a couple little sips. No one is saying that, the toddler was drunk.
Right.
Anything. They just ate it. Here, have a sip of this.
I don't know if I'd narc or not because I'm thinking you don't know if you could tell if something was just so innocent. But if he's like, hey, guzzle it, kid, and he's 2, then you might
want
to
narc
on him. He could be killing that kid, obviously.
That's different.
Ken makes a good point here. If you want to give booze to kids, you suck it off grandpa's finger.
That's what I said last year. Yeah. But usually it's just, it's just a beer suck.
Yeah, well,
a beer suck off a finger is not going to be much.
Right.
Whiskey is got John Voight.
Yeah.
John Voight had a whiskey suck when Ray Donovan last week.
Yeah, it's got to be a whiskey suck, not
kid,
a beer
that
suck.
That kid was even younger than 2, I think, in that movie. In that show.
Oh, yeah, that was under a year.
Yeah. And that whiskey puts kids down in under a year. I've noticed that.
Have you?
No. Apparently, my dad was sitting on the porch with a buddy of his, and I was around 2. My mom used to tell me the story, and he had a bottle of Black Label sitting there, some crabby beer in the day. And I grabbed it and swigged off it twice, and nobody saw it. But barely my eyes went back into my head. That's what my mom used to tell me about it. So I'm thinking that's probably where it started.
My wife tells a good story about making Christmas cookies when she was about probably 12 or 13. Yeah. Thought her mom had a glass of water there, grabs it, takes it. No, that was gin.
Gin.
Oh, did she swallow it, too?
I think so, yeah.
Mom was a gin. Gin. Making cookies with my gin.
So then you learn to ask, is that water?
Right.
So I looked at the...
Oh, I've done that. I do it to this day. If I make a vodka Red Bull or something I get around the house or just a vodka and something, I'll walk out of the living room and I'll yell... Or the kitchen, I'll say, don't touch that drink sitting there.
Didn't scar her too much, though, obviously.
No. Well, she doesn't like gin, so.
So the gentleman that gave the 2-year-old a couple sips of beer is a 26-year-old, Matthew Woods, who looks like the kind of guy that you don't want giving your child a sip of his beer.
Okay.
Man.
Does he look like the kind of guy that goes around and gives all children sips of beer?
No, not quite that bad. He's a 26-year-old guy that...
He's not... he's that young uncle that shouldn't be doing stuff like that.
He's just trying to be the cool uncle.
Yeah, well, he's
I guess.
Two. The kid's two.
The kid was just thirsty after after Uncle Matt gave him pizza, and Uncle Matt may not have money for a soda, so he had to give him a drink of his beer. Yeah, he's got beer money.
10 years ago, this wouldn't have been a big deal.
Nobody would have reported on it.
Right. But now everybody's up in everybody's business.
Now, it might be the way the guy looks, though. It might be the way the guy looks. If he looks like this, you may report it. And in the comments, they say, buy your kids something to eat and drink, and then buy yourself a beer.
You're right.
There's that.
Well, it's like it's funny. You can't give a kid's alcohol anymore. What's this world coming to? When you can't get a 2-year-old drunk anymore, what's this world? I don't want to live in a world where you can't give a 2-year-old drunk anymore.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.